of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Join Nick over at his website, freemindsmedia.com. You can get more of Nick and Toby, and I think you guys are adding a third personality to the Free Minds lineup. I don't know if that's been finalized yet or not.
It hasn't. We may have somebody rotating as well. We're not sure yet, but we kind of like having a third host there.
Cool. Well, experimenting is fun. So at freemindsmedia.com, you can enjoy Free Minds Television. Also, Free Minds Radio. Both are there. Both are free for you. Plus, you can get some blogs on that Nick and Nick and Toby are writing there. Now, we're going to a blog. LouRockwell.com is a website that is very well read. In fact, it's one of the top websites just out there. It's in, I think, the top 10,000 sites on the internet, which makes it relatively popular. And it's kind of like one of the go-to news/blogging sites as far as the Liberty Movement is concerned. And so I always like to go and check and see if there's anything interesting. And Lawrence Vance has something for us. We're going to get to that. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls, and we'll talk about what Lawrence Vance has to say about Rush Limbaugh being completely wrong about Barack Obama. First, we go to Craig in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Craig.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Just super. Craig, what's on your mind?
I wanted to bring up what I think is, you know, everybody should think it's a tragic, tragic period in history, the Holocaust. But in 1933, the original concentration camps were actually developed or opened for opposition or individuals who were opposed to the Nazi Party. And I wonder, could you comment on that? What do you think about, does that parallel the times we live in now, in your opinion?
You're saying the camps were opened and
they
people
were,
who opposed them were put in there?
Exactly. That's why they were opened. That's why they opened those camps for
so this
the
is,
opposition.
So this is before they forced Jews into them that they
1933.
Were
yeah, that's when they started to open them. Then after that, they put the communists and the social democrats, so to speak, in those concentration camps to silence them.
I don't think that anybody's being put into concentration camps, at least that I know of here in the United States. But you could say that we're close. I mean, we just talked to Catherine Bleich, who was put in a jail cell for almost 24 hours because she dared to speak while she was outside of a courthouse in a line. She said something that was, I think, fairly accurate about the situation of the justice, so-called justice system today. Now, a cop didn't like it, so he made up some crap and charged her with some nonsense about not obeying an officer, and they locked her in a prison cell. So is that a concentration camp? No, it sort of is, I suppose. It's not in it's sort of the traditional sense that we're thinking of it, but I would say that you could possibly make a case for that.
Yeah, I think that it'll probably get much worse because I believe that they'll allow everything to deteriorate to the point to where they're going to say, well, we've got to bring order by some means, and that'll be when the crackdown will begin. And I wanted to bring that up because I had a public school education, but I'm interested in things like that, and I wasn't really for sure if anybody else would agree that it could be relevant to the time that we live in now.
Well, I think that probably to me the most relevant thing is the Alexander Haig quote where he says essentially he's talking about some march that's going on in Washington back in the 70s and he's
it was the 80s.
Whatever.
Wasn't he with the Reagan administration?
Maybe it was. Public school education, what do you want? And he basically says, let them protest all they want as long as they pay their taxes. I think that is probably how the government pretty much takes everything. It's, look, do whatever you want to do as long as you pay your taxes, because they've got things to do with your money, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. But then again, we did just talk to Catherine Bleich, who was arrested for speaking. I mean, so we're not,
it's basic,
not being rounded
was,
up in mass.
That
but,
was basically the work of one police officer and then sort of the thin blue line wrapping around that police officer
saying,
as it does.
You're saying it wasn't a policy.
That's not a policy, no. I mean, it's not the government's policy.
Bottom up, top down.
Right. You're right. That's exactly what it is. It's some officer abusing their power who should be reprimanded and should do some time in jail, but isn't going to because of the way the system's constructed.
But it's just a matter of degrees between one officer doing that to somebody like Catherine and then somebody who's above him in rank deciding to do something similar and say, you know, we really need to teach these liberty people, these liberty activists, a lesson.
Well, it's subjective, but you have to subjectively differentiate between those degrees, or otherwise you would say that it's always been that way. I mean, there's never been a time, I don't think, where there haven't been police officers or people in positions of power who've used that power, certain individuals in positions of power who've used that power to punish people doing something that they didn't like or political opponents. That's always happened. I think what you need to look at is whether it's becoming systemic or not, whether it's a systematic plan to do away with the opposition or to shut them up by arresting some of them. So I don't think we're at that point, but I do believe it's a concern if you have a situation that's volatile, whether it's a manufactured or a legitimate state, you know, an emergency, whether it's, you know, some kind of a plague or civil unrest. That's usually when those kinds of drastic steps are taken, is when there's some emergency around that the state can use to justify using extreme measures.
And we have seen that. After Hurricane Katrina, they did have certain camps that the victims were taken to. You know, when I say victims, I mean people that stayed in their homes, that sort of thing, and then demanded the government rescue them. But nonetheless, they did concentrate people together in certain ways, but it wasn't, you know, they weren't death camps or anything like that.
they were for some.
Some people did die at the Superdome or whatever, the Houston Astrodome, I think. Some people died of, I think, thirst out there. So that's
why
I say...
Some people were raped and, you know, they...
Yeah.
Didn't even have place, proper restroom facilities.
So that's why I'd say, Craig, you know, we're kind of maybe close to that being a possibility, but I wouldn't say that we're quite to the point of out-and-out concentration camps and targeting political dissidents in a wide-cutting fashion.
Right, and I don't think that you'll see in this country, I don't think you'll see the parallels to the Nazi regime.
Well, wait,
in the
they
same
rounded
way.
Up the Japanese and the Germans back in the
World
War II.
Did those people think about that, though, when that happened to them? I bet they sat back and said, well, that can't happen here. Come on. What are we talking about?
There are still people that would say that today. There are still people that would just blind themselves to reality and say that can't happen here, when in point of fact, little bits of it are happening all over the place to individuals. Again, nobody's
Absolutely.
Being rounded up en masse because of being part of a certain group. And I hope that we do. I hope the Mark's right that we don't ever see that. But at the same time, there are some disturbing things happening to people that don't deserve to happen to, Catherine Bleich being one of them, the most recent example of this out-of-control police state tyranny that we are facing. So just because they're not rounding people up in groups doesn't really make it any less of a police state. It just means that it's a police state with a different structure to it. That's how I feel about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Lawrence Vance at LouRockwell.com has this to say about Barack Obama supposedly being a pacifist, according to Rush Limbaugh. In addition to being a Nobel laureate, Barack Obama is many things. After his election, I wrote in Liberty of his radical associations, his life spent in the service of racial preference, his aberrant Christianity, and his plan to further redistribute the wealth of taxpayers to tax eaters. And I haven't changed my mind. The black conservative Alan Keyes simply calls him a radical communist. Obama may personify the extreme left wing of the Democratic Party, but a pacifist he is not. Just days after taking office, Obama killed his first victims in Pakistan via Predator drone. Over 120,000 U.S. troops are still in Iraq. And not only has Obama already escalated the war in Afghanistan, he's contemplating an additional troop surge. I heard it was 13,000 is what they're looking for.
I heard 45,000.
I think they're 13... gonna get 13.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The United States still maintains an empire of troops and bases around the world. Obama has threatened to take military action against Iran. Now, although conservatives have bemoaned Obama's plan to decrease defense spending ever since
Somalia.
Yep, that's right. Ever since he took office, it turns out that defense spending is up for fiscal year 2010. There's more to say about this. 800-259-9231. So we'll address the claim that Rush Limbaugh said that Obama's a pacifist. Laughable on its face. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
What you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And the features on the site include the chat room. Chat.freetalklive.com will get you to it, and that is where you'll find listeners during the show and maybe sometimes outside of show hours. Check it out at chat.freetalklive.com. And take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today and get total privacy for your searches at startpage.com. So Lawrence Vance at LouRockwell.com is talking about the absurd claim that Rush Limbaugh had recently made. And this guy, you've got to hand it to him. Rush Limbaugh, and I give credit where credit is due, right? Rush Limbaugh was, even though he's just a big government conservative guy, he's definitely somebody that you have to look up to in this business for really being essentially responsible for syndicated network talk radio as we know it today.
Well, and he's responsible for bringing a lot of people on board to the Liberty Movement early on.
You mean
were you in the Rush Limbaugh Club in school?
That doesn't mean
I can tell you I was
admitted.
Well, he introduced you to the ideas of small government. Admittedly, there's a lot of people that stop right there. They get on board with Rush and his charismatic personality, his incredible delivery, and that's good enough for them, and I'll just believe whatever Rush says. He sounds like an expert. I've said those words to myself, but
he's a liar.
Well, he doesn't apply his rules systematically through the government. No.
Or you could say he's a performer. But either way, he's not being honest in what he says. And so, you know, I'll give him credit where credit's due. He's done some wonderful things for the radio industry. He obviously knows what the hell he's doing because the man can get press at the drop of a hat. I mean, Barack Obama has called him out by name and accused him of certain things. So you know that when people are paying attention to somebody in talk radio at that level, that they definitely have some undue influence, I guess. And so, you know, credit to Rush where it's due. But in this case, totally just misinforming people, saying that Barack Obama is a pacifist. According to Lawrence Vance at LouRockwell.com, although conservatives have bemoaned Obama's plan to decrease defense spending ever since he took office, turns out defense spending's up for fiscal year 2010, which began October 1st. Back on May 7th, Obama sent to Congress his proposed defense budget. He requested a base of $533.8 billion and an additional $130 billion to continue the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. According to the Defense Department release, the base budget represents an increase of $20.5 billion over the $513 billion enacted for fiscal 2009, which was Bush's last defense budget. So, by the numbers, Barack Obama is a bigger military spender than George W. Bush. You didn't think it could be done? Well, there you have it. According to Defense Secretary Robert Gates, the budget provides the balance necessary to institutionalize and finance our capabilities to fight the wars we're in today and the scenarios we're most likely to face in the years ahead, while at the same time providing a hedge against other risks and contingencies. Obama's first defense budget is almost as much of the rest of the world's defense spending combined. The U.S. Navy's battle fleet is larger than the next 13 foreign navies combined. Then he provides a handy graph, which compares the U.S. military spending versus the world in 2008. And basically, it's approximately, United States, $711 billion U.S. dollars compared to Europe, which is the second place, which is all of Europe, you know, not the individual countries in Europe, but all of Europe, $289 billion. China in third place with $122 billion, and then East Asia / Australia Asia, which is a whole bunch of other countries grouped together, at $120 billion. So no one even comes close
well,
to
you
the
know,
United
and,
States.
And one of these things, one of the things that people don't even realize is essentially the United States Navy is has taken on the responsibility for itself, except in some areas basically in the Indian Ocean, but has taken on responsibility itself of securing the high seas. We are the world's Coast Guard, essentially, and that's absolutely ludicrous. There's no reason why the United States taxpayers should have to pay for the security of an oil tanker going from the Persian Gulf to Great Britain. None.
So much for Obama destroying your country as a superpower and emasculating this country, as Rush Limbaugh also intoned. The Senate just passed, by a vote of 93-7, a $636 billion appropriations bill for the Department of Defense for 2010. The bill previously passed the House by a vote of 400-30. That means that 34 out of 40 Republicans in the Senate and 170 out of 178 Republicans in the House agreed with the president on the defense budget. What a bunch of pacifists. Thanks to the work of economist Robert Higgs, we know the real U.S. defense budget is really over $1 trillion and has been for several years. There are 120 U.S. soldiers who've been killed in Operation Iraqi Freedom since Obama became president. I'll bet these soldiers who died for a lie wish Obama were a pacifist. In Afghanistan, there are 231 soldiers who've been killed in Operation Enduring Freedom since Obama became president. Of the 872 U.S. soldiers who've died in Afghanistan, over one-fourth of them, 231, have died in the short time that Obama has been in office. So more U.S. soldiers have perished in the Afghanistan conflict in lesser time, as far as, you know, time deaths per time ratio under Obama than they did with George Bush.
So are you saying that more soldiers have died in Afghanistan under Obama than under Bush?
No, not cumulatively.
Just more quickly.
But, yeah,
per
yeah.
Day.
That was my understanding, too.
If it were possible to ask them now, and they probably would wish that Obama were a pacifist, if it were possible to ask them now, and they said otherwise because they swallowed the line that they died defending our freedoms, there's probably someone in their family who would rather Obama were a pacifist, so their son, grandson, father, brother, cousin, or nephew would still be here. But if not, there are millions of Americans like me who don't think anything in Iraq or Afghanistan is worth one drop of American blood. Yet we are the ones who are considered by conservatives as by conservative warmongers to be traitors and America haters. Since Obama took office earlier this year, conservatives and Republicans have shown the world there's something they love more than their movement or their party, and that is war. Leading the way are Republican politicians, conservative pundits, conservative intellectuals, conservative organizations, and conservative publications. Reagan misspoke when he said the very heart and soul of conservatism is libertarianism. Well, the very heart and soul of conservatism is clearly war.
I think the very heart and soul of conservatism is in fact just liking things the way they were at some past time. I understand what this guy is saying. However, there's a different in this country, the phenomenon of doves versus hawks kind of spans the parties, and it's moved back and forth. There was a time in this country's history when all of our wars in the recent past had been started by Democrats. World War I, Democrat. World War II, mm-hmm. Democrat. Korean War, I think, Democrat. Vietnam War, certainly Democrat. The Democrats were the hawks, and the Republicans were the doves.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can comment on this or whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system.
system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give the features free on the site, so enjoy those, including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see that and get interactive. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your free training and your gun and free training, excuse me. That's frontsight.com. I saw one of these Springfield Armory XD pistols. It was the compact version. And Nick, have you seen one?
I've shot one.
What do you think?
I personally like it better than the Glock. Just because of the way it fits in my hand, and it was more intuitive for me to shoot the XD.
It would be a felony for me to handle a gun like that, but I looked at it, and looking at it, it looked like it felt better in my hand than the Glock would have. It's a beautiful weapon.
It is a beautiful weapon. Whether you go with the two-tone weapon or the matte finish.
And you will learn how to use it very adroitly if you go to frontsight.com.
Let's continue and take your phone calls about what you want. We'll go to Garrett in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Garrett.
Hi. Let me know if this echoes. I'm with my father, and I wanted him to hear the other end of the conversation. If it's echoing too bad, let me
know. Sounds fine.
Sounds
go
good.
Right ahead.
Well, you mentioned the reason that Rush Limbaugh was putting forward for Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, I subscribe to Dick Morris's little column that he does because he wrote the book Catastrophe, which is a really good book. If you haven't read it, you should read it. But basically his theory was that that they gave Obama the Nobel Peace Prize, the Norwegians did, because they know that European socialism will fail as long as we are being more competitive by, you know, not forcing people to take vacations and have shorter work weeks, and that it needs to be socialist, you know, pretty much across the board.
Wait a minute. You're saying that who's claiming that European socialism will fail? The Nobel people?
No. Dick Morris is claiming that European Union socialism will fail.
Because the United States isn't here. Completely socialist?
He's claiming that the socialist countries will fail. The European Union, I guess, is mostly socialist, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But he's claiming that it will fail as long as, you know, the jobs are going to come here because they're enforcing, you know, the government is enforcing these, you know, shorter work weeks and longer vacations to be, you know, fair to its workers, whereas, you know, we're being more competitive and the innovations are really coming here.
I don't disagree. I agree that, yes, it seems kind of silly. It seems like a stretch is what I think it is.
Yeah.
I think that, in fact, it's just that the people from Norway and the people on the committee are socialists, and socialists like socialists.
Mm-hmm. And, That's what I thought, too.
And Barack Obama is basically a socialist from their point of view. In fact, he's a fascist, but, you know, we don't need to get into the specifics of it. And the fascism today doesn't correspond with fascism of the past because it doesn't have the ethnic racial component to it. And, you know, and it gets all muddled in there. But that's kind of the way I see it. You know, people can come up with whatever explanation they want. It really doesn't matter. But I think that Rush Limbaugh's claim that it's because Barack Obama is a pacifist is on its face just dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that what you're saying, though, about what Dick Morris is claiming is, you know, it's kind of silly. The whole idea that socialism would only fail if everybody, that they'd have some success with socialism if just everybody else in the world was socialist and none of the businesses would leave. I mean, that's just ludicrous.
I think they would. I think that would work is much longer. Because that's all that a government's about. A government is about prolonging, sucking as much as it can out of people for the longest period of time. And different governments decide to suck over different periods of time. Some of them will be like dictators to say, hey, I'm going to get as much money as I can today. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to live in palaces. Well, and I'm going to, you know, do whatever I can do.
I forget what the name of the economist was, but there was an economist who wrote a book. I think it was like Democracy, the God that Failed or something like that. And he was proposing essentially the same thing, except his proposal was that monarchies were actually less damaging to an economy. They would self-destruct much more slowly than, say, a democracy, where, say, in the United States, you're only going to be president for 8 years, maybe. Even if you do somehow manage to become president for life, it's not likely that your son or somebody you care about is necessarily going to become the next head of state. So a monarchy, essentially, there's a family line there that they're going to try to preserve as the head of that country. And the monarchy actually has a longer view than, say, a party or a politician in a democratically organized state. So that was what was proposed there. I'm not saying I'm supporting monarchy, but the idea is essentially the same, that governments do exist to enrich themselves. It's just that potentially democracies or social democracies, socialist countries, will self-destruct the fastest because they have the shortest view of things.
So am I understanding that when you're talking about socialism failing then, Mark or Garrett, that what you're talking about is essentially from the perspective of the socialists, as far as it failing, because socialism is just fail from the beginning, from the get-go. I mean, it doesn't succeed at helping anybody economically. It steals from the productive and redistributes to the tax feeders, as they are called. So from the perspective of the socialist, I guess you could say that, okay, yeah, with the United States around not being as socialist, then that could diminish the amount of suckage that they could do as far as being parasites on the productive class. I guess, is that what you're saying, you know, from the perspective of the socialist, that it's failing?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's my opinion. Because the fact is, if you say socialism fails, it hasn't. Socialism has been around with us. If you listen to the Fabians, the Fabian socialists of the early 20th century from Great Britain, they believe that all government is inherently socialist, and I agree with them. Government, but if you look at just sort of more socialist governments, there are plenty of them, and they're doing okay. They're surviving. They may not be as good as they would be under a free market, but they're surviving.
One of my friends actually came up with a really good quote. He said, "The only thing that socialism equally distributes is misery."
Yeah, because from my perspective, socialism fails, I mean, every single time. And I guess that I understand where I suppose Dick Morris is coming from at this point. But socialism is a big failure because the whole idea of it is to get to, from what I understand, is kind of a path to communism where everybody will live in this utopian paradise where everything will be taken care of by everybody else and you don't have to worry about...
That's ludicrous.
Yeah.
Yet we think that since we're the U.S., we can somehow do it better and have it not fail.
Sure. That's the typical view of the socialist is that, when you bring up, how come socialism hasn't worked over in North Korea or and it hasn't worked over this and those other places where there's awful conditions and socialist health care in Great Britain? You can come up with all kinds of examples of how socialism fails and just does an awful job of taking care of people and all of the things it promises that it will do well. And then the socialist will just come back with, they did it wrong. Just put me in charge, and we'll make sure that socialist concept works out. All of the socialists that are the kind of academic types, the real thinkers, these brilliant, brilliant people that are unfortunately putting their brain power to the processes of figuring out how to extract money at force, the threat of force from people, they essentially have their own brilliant plan for how to make socialism work, and if we would only just give them an opportunity to give it a shot, they'd show the world that they can make socialism work.
Dad, what do you think about that?
Oh, are you talking to my father?
Yes. I don't know what else to call him, Garrett.
I caught me. Checked my email.
We're out of time anyway. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you guys tonight. 800-259-9231. Not out of time for you, though. Plenty of time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give the features free, and they include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are yours. Now, they're right there on the front page of the site. You don't have to jump through any hoops to get your hands on them. But if you do appreciate the fact that we give you the archives on the house, we would like to ask you to do something for us, and that is vote for us. I believe we are still not in first place, right, Mark?
We are moving up, but slowly. We continue to need votes.
It's a hot competition this month. We're not in first place, and that means we need you. If you have yet to vote for Free Talk Live in this month of October, please go to vote.freetalklive.com. You only need your email address. It's used to check that you're not a robot. Go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. It makes a big difference for us because it helps us push to the top of the podcastalley.com charts, which means more new listeners finding the show. It makes it easier for you, Mark, to market the program to advertisers. It's one thing that takes you a mere moment of your time, but it makes a big difference for us. It's a vote that actually counts in a significant way. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Nick is on the line in Massachusetts. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to, before I got into my main thing, if you guys look up Death by Mass Unpleasantness through Google or whatever search site you want to use, it gives you estimated totals for the entire 20th century of how many people died in wars, massacres, slaughters, and oppressions. Talks about how many people were killed through communist oppression, through government oppression, democratic democides.
Millions. Millions upon millions.
Yeah, it's a good resource if you want to, you know, show, you know, this society without the state would obviously not be perfect, but, you know, society with the state obviously doesn't look too good if you, you know, show them this paper and say, well, Exhibit A shows, you know.
Right, the statists will always make the argument that, oh, you can't have a voluntary society, then you'd be in danger from all the bad people around the world, and we need the state to help keep us safe. But when you actually do what you're doing and look at the numbers, you can see that the amount of private criminal activity, the amount of private dangerous criminal activity, pales in comparison to the amount of criminal acts committed by governments.
By the government.
there's just no contest.
Yeah.
Because somebody, anyway, so it's like the video for Pirates and Emperors. I don't know if anybody.
Yeah, I actually did watch that like a few weeks ago. I thought it was very good.
Isn't it brilliant? It's something that every liberty-oriented parent needs to show their children. I mean, and
it's
when
like,
I say children,
like
I mean
School of Rock or whatever. Or
yeah, it's very
rock, like,
it's very school not yeah, it's not yeah. School of Rock. Schoolhouse Rock. Schoolhouse
Rock-esque.
And it is available free online. Go look up Pirates and Emperors at startpage.com, and you'll likely find it.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube as well. And it is brilliant. It's so fun. It's a great little sing-along thing. But as they point out in Pirates and Emperors, if you kill, you know, a few people, you're a murderer. And if you kill a whole bunch of them, you're, you're essentially a political
statesman,
figure, a statesman. So it's just disgusting. You're absolutely right. Millions of people. What else is on your mind tonight, Nick?
What else is on my mind is sort of a topic that I was reading about on the Mises sort of community forum. It's this whole sort of semantical. I know this is mostly directed toward Ian. You'll find out in a second why, but because it's sort of this whole semantical issue. I know you don't label yourself as an anarchist, but there's still this sort of issue between anarcho-capitalist, anarcho-socialist, anarcho-communist, and whether they can really exist in a stateless society side by side without one saying like, hey, property isn't real or whatever, and go attack you for having property or for exploiting the workers or whatever. And there was this one guy on there named Brain Police, and he was stating that he seemed to be the only rational person. Because it's funny to me, anarcho-capitalists will sometimes say, well, anarcho-socialists and communists are just dogmatists, or like communists and socialists who just hide behind the anarchist label, and the other side will do the same for the other side. And then the anarcho-caps will say, well, our private property, the private property that, I'm just throwing out examples like Rothbard or Hoff points out are the only ways to organize a free society, which is just dogma in of itself.
So what are you getting at here?
Well, I'm getting at that the whole issue between both sides is sort of semantical, like the whole issue of private property. It's just sort of like semantics and personal, as Brain Police was saying, it's all personal preferences.
Well,
and,
isn't semantics a discussion of the meaning of words? I mean, essentially, and private property, some people just don't believe in it. I don't know if that's really semantics.
Yeah, but that's not really true. Everybody believes in private property to an extent. I mean, if you don't believe in private property, how do you believe that you can have the clothes that you wear on your body or just even own anything, The communists and socialists must believe in private property to some extent. Otherwise, you really couldn't have a society in which you couldn't own anything. It's just
I see where you're coming from, but they would, I think, claim otherwise. But I get your point, and I agree with
you. They
will try. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole thing with communists and socialists and capitalists, it just seems like we should be going against the state and not against each other, because
first of all, I think that what you're talking about is really just an internet debate, and that's what I'm hearing you talk about. It's happening on the Mises forums on the internet, and you got the anarcho-capitalists.
What a surprise!
Anarcho-capitalist Brain Police was one of the only people actually defending like both sides.
Well, good for him. Thanks for the call, Nick. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Essentially, what I'm hearing there is a bunch of brainiacs having themselves a little discussion on the internet, and that really doesn't have anything to do with actually doing something in reality.
I've met a lot of self-described anarcho-syndicalists or anarcho-communists who they're really not anarchists, though. I mean, in the same way that a lot of people who would say they would like to see a completely stateless society where we did have private property rights would vote for Ron Paul or would go through a transition where government got smaller and smaller, by the same token, I've run into anarchists, anarcho-syndicalists, who want to see airlines nationalized. Because to them, the bigger issue is that we need to do away with private property, so it's kind of a tough gap to bridge a lot of the time.
So thanks again for the call, Nick. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I think there's some value in having a discussion. I think there is, and there's certainly a lot of it on the internet. But I think that when it comes to reality, the anarcho-socialists, the people that supposedly believe that socialism or some sort of communal relationship will arise out of the ashes of the absence of the state, compared to anarcho-capitalists, which are people that, I don't really know what that means, some people that support capitalism in the absence of the state. I don't really adhere to any of those things. I myself consider myself a voluntarist, which means I just think that the way humans should interact is on a voluntary basis. I think that means you can organize yourself in a communal fashion if you choose. I think that means you can be capitalistic if you choose, or whatever it is that you should be able to behave however you want to, as long as you aren't putting somebody in jeopardy and harming others or destroying their property. So the question about how somebody who believes in communism will interact with someone who believes in in other forms of organization in the absence of the state, I think we'll figure all that out when the time comes. I've got to say, I have
a short temper for people that spend their time on internet forums discussing, things of this nature. You know, what will the world look like in a completely stateless society? Or, what is the state of private property and things like that? And I realize that this radio show, to some extent, is based on just those same sorts of discussions. But man, to hear people have those discussions and then to realize that those people are really doing nothing in their daily life to achieve liberty in any, in any way other than having these discussions,
yeah.
It irks me.
Well, liberty-minded people have been having debates since the beginning of the movement. I mean,
as have the communists and the socialists, and all these people are coffee drinking, pinky sticking out, hand wringing, do nothings. I'm sorry. I've just got so little patience for it. And I know I shouldn't make a generalization that they are, but that's how it shows up to me.
Some of them are here in New Hampshire, and they're actually getting active, and they're doing what they are claiming that they think is important. You know, Mark, you do make fun of the agorists from time to time, but point to be made is the ones here in New Hampshire are actually doing agorism publicly. I mean, they're out selling illegal pizza at the 420 cannabis celebrations. They have been blowing their own glass pipes and selling those, rolling their own cigarettes and selling those to undercut the cigarette companies
I'm
out there.
I'm for all of that. If you want to call all that stuff agorism, and a lot of people do, then I'm just an agorist that votes. What irks the crap out of me on agorists is, A, that they believe that you can create some kind of police force today and have that do anything. And
well,
B,
I hope they prove you wrong on that.
Fine, whatever. And B, that they don't vote.
Okay, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Hour number 3 is coming up. To control of the airwaves, this is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.